Tug Car, Scott Anderson, 97.1 a ticket. All right, so look, open lines. We got a ton of calls to get to. Tons of champ and chump votes. Mostly Lions calls to open the show, but what a win Saturday for the Tigers. And then coming back on Sunday, again, two-out rally, starting the second inning, torques up. Tigers haven't done anything, five up, five down. And then he hooks that little line drive around the foul pole, make it 1-0. Then back-to-back doubles from Chase Young and Trey Sweeney. Then the Tigers lead it 2-0. Then Karp hits a home run, makes it 3-0. And I'm sitting there going, this is incredible. This would be such a huge way to end this road trip, going 7-2. Baltimore battles back, ties it, get a 2-run homer. And then here comes Kerry Carpenter again, gives him a 4-3 lead. And then the bullpen. After the Orioles got their 3-run inning, I think the bullpen allowed 3 base runners the next 4 innings, including getting them 1-2-3 in the 8th and 1-2-3 in the 9th, and really keeping them from threatening and making it. I mean, look, any time anybody can hit a bomb and tie the game up, but they kept runners off the bases for the most part and just got the job done. And we've had people right now, we got a bunch of champ votes for the Tigers defense, and understandably so. They made plays. The Parker Meadows, one of the best parts about the Parker Meadows catch, okay? So he makes the catch, and then the Bally's cameras catch them in the dugout watching the replay on an iPad. And all those young guys gathered around and celebrating, like, that catch was so cool. It was so cool.
You know, it's fun to watch after the games when they win and the outfielders, all three outfielders get together and they kind of do a three-person hug and you know, jump around in a circle.
Ring around the rosy.
Yeah. And it feels like every game that they win, somebody's making a play in the outfield that helps secure that win. And that's why they should be happy to celebrate with each other, let alone come to, back to the infield and celebrate with the rest of your teammates. But it's just been an incredible run in all facets of the game. They've gotten timely hitting. You know, the first couple games against Baltimore, I don't think they hit a home run. And I'm thinking, this is an easy park to hit home runs in. You know, it's not the biggest ballpark, and you know the ball carries very well at Camden Yards. And then yesterday, Kerry Carpenter said, "Oh, thanks for reminding me." I'll pump two over to right field, and then Torkelson drills one to left. They just keep getting it, and the timely fashion is unbelievable. Kerry Carpenter has a 9.52 OPS right now.
Wow.
He doesn't even have 300 at-bats because he missed so much of the season. But his 952 OPS is tied for 6th if he were to qualify with the at-bats in all of Major League Baseball. It's tied with Vlad Guerrero Jr.
I'm really starting to think that they actually are the team that nobody wants to play.
I think they are. And they are for a couple of reasons. Offensively, you don't know who's going to get you because it's just how it's been. But pitching-wise, how do you prepare for this team? You don't know who's pitching.
You don't know who's pitching, and A.J. Hinch is dictating to the other team because they got to put their lineup in, and that's the real benefit. He's not the first to do it, okay? He's the first to do it
with 3/5 of a starting rotation.
And he's the first to do it this effectively with the opener concept, and then he's making so many right calls.
Tyler Holton starts the game last night. No, one inning's not good enough. You want to go two. I got two. Sure, I got two in me. Two shutout innings to start things off. Tyler Holton is like, he, as great as Tarik Skubal is, you know, Skubal is the potential Cy Young Award winner here, and he's been unbelievable. Tyler Holton is almost as valuable to this team as Tarik Skubal is. I said almost.
I know. Remember we got a call 2 weeks ago from a guy who said, I'm going to make my case for him being the team MVP.
You can. That's the thing.
That's what he said.
Any situation, all situations, it doesn't matter for Tyler Holton. He just, okay, you need me to go one inning, I'll do it. You need me to go two, I'll go two. You need me to start the game? Gotcha. Middle relief because here comes the heart of the lineup? I gotcha. Oh, you want me to close it out? Okay. You might set it up? Got it. No matter what it is, he gets it done. I love this guy.
248-539-9797. If you want to talk Detroit Tigers, they're getting a ton of champ votes, and deservedly so. Now, Tampa and the White Sox to close out the season, and they control their own destiny. It's freaking unbelievable. Let's get back to your phone calls. Sean is next on 97.1. Hello, Sean.
Yeah, what's good, man?
We're doing great.
Yeah. I feel like they're going to the ship.
Ship.
I think the Tigers going to the ship.
You do, huh?
Yeah, I think they're going to go to the championship. That's what I think.
I mean, the way they're playing right now, can they stay this hot for another month and a half?
I don't know, because I seen them in what? Back then when they had Verlander and all of them.
Yeah.
They stayed hot, remember? And then they folded. But, you know, they really going to stay hot now because they really want to go to the ship, I think.
Well, I'd have to imagine that everybody wants to. What does this team have that's special is they are just on this ultimate heater. They've captured something that everybody tries to capture. Teams get hot, teams get cold. You try and minimize how long your cold streaks last, and you try and elongate the hot streaks. And they have managed to find a way to do this for the better part of 2 months and play their way into, I mean, if they do make the playoffs, and Sean, I'm glad you called, because if they do make the playoffs, Gator, I ask you this, how many experts are going to pick the Tigers to win the World Series?
None.
I don't think they're going to either.
No, and they just guaranteed a winning season with the win yesterday. Their 82nd win of the year.
Yeah.
It's a winning season. It's a better than 500 year, and they still have the 6 games left. This has been a phenomenal run. What are they, 30-11 or something like that over the last 41 games? It's just an incredible, as we said before the show, he just said, it's a heater.
Mm-hmm.
King, this is unprecedented.
This is a heater since like August 11th, which is insane. So you ask yourself, like, would you rather be good or lucky? And I'm not saying they're lucky, but are they good or lucky? You know what I mean? Like, this is so incredible.
Why not both?
That I told you guys like a week ago or two, like I was still in disbelief. I just don't believe it. Now they're actually in a playoff spot, and I still don't believe it because the guy mentioned that caller, Verlander. Like, yeah, the Tigers have Scooble. But who else? Well, I mean, we're talking about Tyler Holton being a key cog in this, right? Like Trey Sweeney, Verling. These are the guys that are doing this, and it's so much fun to watch. It's so incredible. If I'm another team, I'm not sure I want to play someone who's on this much of a heater. It's incredible.
You don't leave the table.
No. This is where you said it, Gator, earlier. Feed me at the table. I can't leave. You know,
let's go get something to eat. No, I'm good here. But if you want to bring a sandwich over and feed it to me, it's good.
Right.
You know, do you have to go to the bathroom? I can hold it.
Yep.
It's been 12 hours.
Meditate, it will go away.
Yeah, I've just meditated. It will go away, exactly. I mean, it's...
Try crying. I don't know. Release fluids another way.
I'm just going to jog in place and work up a sweat.
Yes. Because you don't leave the table.
You can't leave the table.
The Tigers have not left the table. It's been weeks.
You know, and...
They've changed dealers multiple times.
They just got Reese Olson back, and they're working him in... You know, he's getting 2 innings here, 3 innings here, whatever it is. I mean, if Reese Olson can become the pitcher that he was earlier in the season, if he can get back to being that guy, and let's say the Tigers make the playoffs.
Yeah.
In a few weeks from now, all of a sudden, you've got a rotation in the playoffs that includes Tarek Skubal and Reese Olson pitching like he was. I don't want him to change anything that they've done. You know, don't announce a starting pitcher. I don't know. Who's gonna start this one? Is it Ty Madden? Okay, sure. Let him go a couple innings. That's fine. You know, doesn't matter to me. Herder?
Yeah, Herder.
Woo! Here we go. Hanifin! All these guys. It just doesn't matter. It's about going 9 innings, more if you have to, and just winning the game. This is the ultimate just win.
Yep.
Keep winning. And that's what they've done. They have put the pedal down and they're not looking back on this one. They're only looking forward and hopefully they're not looking too far forward. It's just to the next game. They get a day off today, a much needed day of rest. And then it's Tampa for 3.
Well, hold on. Is it a much needed day of rest or do we want to be playing today?
No, I want a day of rest.
Okay.
Those arms need some.
I thought it was a heater. I thought they didn't leave the table.
Look, it's a heater, but they could use a little ice pack here and there for the arms.